Can I give you a ride?
The way you drive?
Ralph Cramden drives a municipal bus in New York City, but he knows that someday he'll leave his route behind when one of his money-making schemes finally pays off.
This country was built on schemes, like the guy who came up with the thong. He ran out of material and used what he had.
Yeah. Ralph's partner for these often outrageous enterprises is neighbor and best friend Ed Norton, a proud sewer worker for the city sanitation department. And putting up with the dreamers are their long-suffering wives, Alice and Trixie. The characters debuted 50 years ago, first as a sketch on Jackie Gleason's TV variety show, and then for 1 year, 1955 to 1956, as a half-hour series. Those 39 episodes of The Honeymooners have been rerun over the decades, winning new generations of fans for the slapstick humor and homespun warmth. Updating The Honeymooners meant dropping some of Ralph's trademark threats like, "One day, Alice, one day, pow, right in the kisser." But the film does give him a shrew of a mother-in-law with whom to trade insults.
There's something really, really wrong with you.
One day you are going to push me too far.
The only thing that can push you is a bulldozer.
And this new film version makes another big change. The central characters are black, with Cedric Kiles, better known by his stage name Cedric the Entertainer, starring as Ralph. The original TV series is part of American popular culture, and Cedric knows his portrayal of the portly protagonist will be compared to Jackie Gleason's.
He did it in such a magical way, and he had such a distinct voice and attitude about playing Ralph, and so I thought it was important to try to develop a combination of those things that, you know, the true purists can recognize and identify with, and at the same time kind of do my own thing with them. So it was a struggle because you never know when you're using too much of the voice or, you know, you too many of the attitudes or whatever. So I was just trying to pick and play and come up with things that I felt that was natural for me to do, but it also shows some respect to the original character and the way it was developed.
Yo! Oh my God!
Hey, what'd you do now?
They wanted me to fix their pipes, baby.
Yeah, no, knock a big hole in the wall.
Well, that's where the pipes are, Ralph. I mean, come on, man.
The landlord, like I asked you to in the first place.
That's a much better idea.
Get out!
Comic Mike Epps co-stars as Norton, played by Art Carney in the original TV show, and Gabrielle Union plays exasperated Alice Cramden, adopting postures and even a voice very reminiscent of how Audrey Meadows did the character on TV.
I watched every episode, including the lost episodes and behind-the-scenes footage, and, you know, you kind of want to take little things, you know, from the amazing work that she did and bring it to our version so people who are a fan of the originals can go, oh, you know, that's a little homage to, you know, Audrey Meadows, and she's still sort of maintaining the charm and the integrity of the original piece and, you know, at the same time kind of paying tribute to this icon. So, yeah, I did pilfer from Audrey Meadows.
Ralph.
Hey, what do you got there, Trixie?
Ooh, I made French toast.
See? Trixie makes Ed French toast.
That's because Ed's not on trim spa.
Oh, you got jokes. You just a regular UPN sitcom, huh, Alice?
The Honeymooners joins a growing list of feature films adapted from TV situation comedies. Star and producer Cedric the Entertainer has misgivings about the commercial motivations, but he does think the old ideas can reach a new audience.
It starts to be a little cliche after a while, seems like, you know, but it is very much the cycle where Hollywood is now. It's like all the studios are just more comfortable with green lighting a remake of something that they know already worked. You hear a few original ideas and you'll go in and people are like, okay, it's cool, all right, and then, but you know, we want you to do Get Smart. Yeah, Beverly Hillbillies, the movie. You know? Like, okay, that's great. But this was from the 50s. It was really early television. I thought that they were great characters. The theme of the show with the guys, and you know, the guy really loving his wife and wanting to do more for her, but at the same time always screwing up. I just thought that still worked and was, you know, applicable today. And so it just made sense to do a modern version.
Look at them over there. Who do you think they're talking about?
Us. Bad weaves, fake Louis Vuitton purses. I mean, what do they always talk about?
Let's say the conforming interest rate is 6.5% at 1.5 points.
Now, does that leave us room for a 2-1 buy down?
I don't think you'd want to do that in the first 3 years, but we could always run the numbers.
The Honeymooners also features Regina Hall as Ed's wife, Trixie, and John Leguizamo plays a scam artist in their biggest scheme ever. Although the story takes place in New York, most of the film was shot in Dublin, Ireland. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.